Some UW System students will get a survey in their email today asking whether they feel comfortable expressing their views on campus, along with dozens of other questions about free speech. The controversial Free Speech Survey was set for release last spring, but was delayed due to concerns from faculty and staff. UW-Whitewater's interim chancellor even resigned in protest. But new UW System president Jay Rothman decided to move forward with it this fall. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
The survey asks students to answer about 30 pages of multiple-choice questions, including if they've stopped themselves from expressing views about controversial topics in class, and if they've felt pressured by an instructor to agree with a viewpoint. System President Jay Rothman told reporters Friday what he's interested in hearing from the results.
I'm really interested in hearing about what is the climate around freedom of expression. Are there concerns around self-censorship? I'm concerned about, you know, how students view civil dialogue. Can you raise issues on campus and have those conversations with your friends without being labeled or tainted? Can you ask a question in good faith and not having somebody say that you're X or you're Y?
Rothman says the survey has been updated since the spring with input from faculty, staff, and students through shared governance groups. He didn't provide specific examples of what questions have changed.
I mean, we're asking questions that there's not an agenda to this. We really want to understand what the climate is, what people's understandings are, how they view these issues, because unless you understand those issues, you can't change, you can't enhance things. And there's a lot of great freedom of expression that goes on our campuses. The survey is intended to help us try to find out how we can make it even better.
Rothman didn't offer concrete examples of how the system might use the data. The Free Speech Survey stems from UW-Stout's Menard Center for the Study of Institutions and Innovations. The center is funded by two major conservative donors, the John Menard family and the Charles Koch Foundation. Republican lawmakers have repeatedly raised concerns about liberal bias on UW campuses. Some UW faculty are worried that the survey results could be weaponized against schools. The UW system relies on the state legislature to determine much of its funding. Nathan McGovern is a professor at UW-Whitewater and member of the faculty union. He believes the survey is driven by political pressure from Republican lawmakers.
There was a similar survey done in Florida not too long ago. And it seemed there, you know, as here, that the, you know, part of the purpose was to try to sort of go on a fishing expedition for quotes about professors who are supposedly indoctrinating students that could be easily taken out of context and so forth. You know, that's our fear here, too.
Whitewater's interim chancellor, Jim Henderson, resigned last spring in protest of the free speech survey. Henderson criticized what he saw as top-down decision-making. The survey is being sent to a random sample of students beginning Monday. Researchers are hoping for at least 500 students from each university to respond before December 14th. When the University of Florida sent students its version of a free speech survey, only about 2% responded. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
WUWM is a service of UW-Milwaukee.